GE 2025 turned out to be a tough and intense fight. We made many tactical changes to our lineup right up to nomination day. Gan Kim Yong and Tan Si Ling will tell you all about this. For 9 days straight, our candidates and activists walked the ground, rallied supporters, and met residents across the island. We stayed vigilant against attempts, both internal and external, to fan racial and religious sentiments for political gain. And up till the last day of campaigning, the key constituencies were still too close to call. Some well-meaning party members and friends sent me messages. They wanted to prepare me, so they shared with me all kinds of predictions. Your vote share will be lower, because all new prime ministers start with a lower vote share, for example. Be prepared, you may lose one or two single seats. And some would say, you know, one or two GRCs might be lost. I'm sure you saw all these messages circulating around. So I was mentally prepared for all outcomes. When the results came out, the same people who had messaged me earlier said to me, "Sorry, we should have more confidence in you." But I told them there's no need to apologize. You were all right to sound a note of caution. Because in an election, no one can ever be certain of the outcome until the ballot boxes are opened and the votes are counted. The media described the election as a landslide victory for the PAP. But to me, it was not a landslide. We had very tough fights in several constituencies. Just a small swing against the PAP, and the results would have been very different. And if that had happened, the mood at today's party convention would be very different. So I come out of GE 2025 with an overwhelming sense of humility and gratitude.